LSLP Micropaper 102. Everyday Cyborg. Defining the term. The concept of the everyday cyborg is an evolving idea that originates from the early thoughts of Donna Haraway in the 1980s.
In her initial writings, Haraway introduced a notion of the cyborg that challenged traditional visions, often influenced by media portrayals, e.g., RoboCop, Cyborg from DC Comics, or classic TV shows like The $6 Million Man or The Bionic Woman. The main point of the everyday cyborg is to move away from viewing cyborgs as monsters or imagining technology as something to be surgically implanted into our bodies. Instead, this idea emphasizes how, through technology and machines, we can challenge established dichotomies and binary oppositions that shape our identities and our relationship with technology. Recent versions of the everyday cyborg idea focus on how humans have formed a new symbiotic relationship that effortlessly combines analog and digital elements, human-led tools, and AI-powered partners. Many of us already navigate virtual and digital spaces through our computers, laptops, or smartphones, using various software and apps. We are part of this symbiosis, and therefore, we are cyborgs. We live our lives with a new fluidity that connects physical spaces with our digital lives, such as social media and instant messaging, while challenging traditional ideas of time and space. Therefore, everyday cyborgs exist across different geographical and digital locations, navigate multiple time zones, and use various forms of languaging to belong to these new hybrid environments. When applied to education, language, and literacy, the idea of an everyday cyborg helps us see how students and teachers can depend on fluid relationships with technology, AI, and other digital tools to develop new forms of meaning-making. These can lead to fresh pedagogical practices and new opportunities to reinvent education, classrooms, learning, and even the world.
Connecting it to LSLP.
As we explore the idea of AI literacies in our lab, the concept of the everyday cyborg has gradually become one of our key ideas. From our expanding thoughts on gaming literacies and the idea of language as victory, to the educational potential for meaning-making and creation in schools, we are examining how the concept of the everyday cyborg not only influences our research but also shapes how we view our work and how we keep integrating AI and other digital tools into our studies of the city and literacy theory in educational settings.
Expanding second language research. Regarding second language research, the concept of everyday cyborgs presents numerous potential applications in both research and teaching contexts.
Since the everyday cyborg emphasizes the fluidity of our use of AI and digital tools, we can imagine opportunities where, instead of viewing students' use of such tools in class as a problem, we see it as a chance for students to enhance their language skills through various forms of digital world-making. We also see the potential of the everyday cyborg to reshape the teaching profession, moving beyond passive tool use to help our language teachers expand their teaching methods. This enables them to become empowered, critical professionals capable of engaging students in language and encouraging sustainable, ethical uses of technology for learning and teaching second languages.